Harei Taina. There's a klal in the Torah of a Moedir Miksa Sataina. When I come and say, you owe me $100, let's say, and you agree that you owe me 50, so you agree to half of my Taina, that's called the Moedir Miksas, that you have to swear on the other 50 that you're disagreeing to. So Harei Taina. The Torah says, Ki yiten ish arayayu kesel v'kelum mishmar. If I give to my friend to watch, making the shemachinam, I let you watch for me. Kesav, either you're watching money for me, or you're watching my utensils. Well, tonight we learn like this. Shivu asad dayonim. Where is there a case that the dayonim bezdin makes you swear back? Ha'atayin ashtay kesav. That I say, listen, I gave you 2 kesav. That's how much money I gave you. V'hoido sheva pruta. And you have to agree to me, you have to admit that you took from me at least worth a sheva pruta. That's the call, the moed of the mixas ataino. You're agreeing to part of what I'm asking for. I'm asking and saying I gave you 2 kesef to hold on to, and I want them back. And you're saying, no, you only gave me a pruta to hold. So true, I'll pay you back a pruta, but I'm denying the rest. So in such a case, you have to swear to the rest. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vare taino, show them tainas chaveri, ask your friend. If you admit to half of it, to part of it, if you agree to part of what he's asking for, you have to swear. Yes. No, tonight we learned in the Mishnah Shuras of the Yonim, Eina bepochas mitain shtei moyes kesef. That when you have to swear, it's only at first I ask you for at least something worth 2 kesefs. If that what you're admitting to is excluding the 2, or else it's including the 2. But our core point of what it says here is you have to ask for at least 2 kesef. So there's the kasha that you see when the Torah says kesef, it does not mean a plain 1 coin of tzuri. Because if the Torah, whenever it says kesef, you're telling me now always means the kesef of tzuri, 1 coin of tzuri. So how come here we say I have to ask for 2 coins, 2 silver coins? Why would I have to ask for 2 silver coins? The Torah says, Kitan Ishariyo Kesef or Kalim. If you're telling me now Kesef, whenever the Torah says Kesef, it means Tam Kesef is the smallest coin. In Suri, so it should only mean 1 coin. And here the Mishnah says, when do we have the case, the Chiyav Shvuah of a Maidu Mixas, only when I'm asking for 2 coins at least? What do you have to have 2 coins for? So Gemara says, I'll tell you here it's different. Gemara says, Hosom dum yidikalim. The Torah does say kesef oi kalim, a lashon plural. Ma kalim shnayim, just like the word kalim means at least 2 utensils, is af kesef shnayim. When I said I gave to you to watch my money, it means at least 2 coins. And the same way, the opposite way. Ma kesef dava choshev, just like kesef, a silver coin, means it has some value as a dava choshev, is af kalim dava choshev. Who then has to be that I'm asking for 2 kalim that has some value, means something. And the Gemara says that lafuke 2 needles. If I just say I gave you 2 machtim, 2 needles, that has no chshivas to it, there's no mitzvah, there's no shvuah, moedim mitzvahs. So we're learning out kesef oi kalim. Just like kalim means 2, kesef also means at least 2 coins. And just like kesef has some value, it's worth something, the kalim also has to have value, a chashav a kli. So therefore, even though Stam Kesef in the Torah true only means a coin of Tzuri, over here, since the Torah says Kesef like Kalim, here it means 2. Nothing more says further, no. Vare Maisa. There's also in the parsha of the Torah of Maisa. The Torah says, V'tzarto ha-Kesef yodecha. That's by Maisa Sheni. We know any Maisa Sheni you have in Eretz Yisrael, it's also tited in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to bring it up, tidit, in Yerushalayim. If it's too heavy, you don't want to bring it up. You could be paid with it onto money. You say the value of this food into the money. So the money has a Gedushas Maisa Sheni. You bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and you buy food there and eat it there. So the Torah says, V'tzarto ha-kesef yodecha. Like you can take the money instead, be paid with the Maisa Sheni onto the money. Well, tonight we learn like this, that ha-poirit sela, mi moyis Maisa Sheni kesef. If you want to change over the money of Maisa Sheni into Kesef. So Rashi learns the case over there is maskone b'sham yema b'chol ha'sela mois. Ha'perit sela b'mois matisheni. U'miru shamini meno shechilol tchila ha'maisa b'pruta shanachashis. V'yata bo l'farat b'amsela. The case there is that first when you had your apples of matisheni, you were first pointed them onto prutas, onto copper coins. And now you have a bunch of frutas. So it's heavy to carry it up. Like, let's say you have 100 pennies. It's heavy to carry up 100 pennies. So what do you want to do? You want to be putting one out to a silver dollar. That's easier to carry up one silver dollar than 100 pennies. So you'll have to be purit, exchanged over again, these frutas into kesef. That's called ha-purit sela mimoyis maisesheni. You could change over these small frutas back into a bitcoin. But the question is, at the beginning though, when you first had your apples of Maisa Sheni, you appointed them onto Prutois. Even though the Torah says, V'tzarto ha-kesef yadecha, it says kesef. So according to Rabasi, kesef only means a coin that you find in Suri, and Suri you only find silver coins, not Prutois. Salkomir, by Maisa Sheni, you could be appointed at the beginning on Prutois. Prutois is not called kesef. So the Gemara answers, here also what's different. Because I'll tell you, it says, V'tzarto ha-kesef. It says an extra hey. So where it says, ha-kesef is ribui. It's a ribui to say not only kesef tsuri, but here any type of a coin is good. Even prutois are also good. Then the Gemara asks, V'arei hegdish. There's also a case when you want to be paid the hegdish. The Yisiv Torah says, V'nosan ha-kesef akamloi. You could also be paid the gedusha of hegdish onto money. And B'yomah Shmuel says, Hegdish shav emono, shechilul ha-shav apruta mechulul. That's Shmuel's svara. That if you have something worth $100 belonging to Hegdish, if you want, you can be mechalur and take the kedusha off it and put it onto a shav apruta. Put it onto a shav apruta, though, you could take all the kedusha and put it onto a shav apruta. So the question is why? Ah, you're telling me now, when the Torah says kesef, kesef means kesef suri. So how come by a Hegdish, you can be pointed onto a Sheva Pruta? So Mura says, no, Hossam Nami, Kesav Yalim Meiser. There also is the Hekesh, Xerah Shav, we learn out from Hilchus Meiser. So just like by Meiser Sheni, the other Pasuk says, Ha Kesav, the extra Kesav teaches us, even Prutas are good to be pointed to Meiser Sheni. The same Svar we have also, you could be pointed to Hegdish, also on Prutas, because there's Xerah Shav, Kesav. Fred Gemara, Varei Kedusha Isha. Our Mishnah, when you get married, Tichsiv, in the Torah, it says, Ki Kachish Isha. Ubala. So you could marry, it says, when you take your wife, the Goma, we learn out, Ki Kachicha, Mr. Ephraim. We learn out what it says, Ki Kach. And it says, by Stephen Ephraim, Ravina bought the field with Kicha, with Lashon of Kicha we had before. So we learn out that you can marry your wife with Kesef. So that if it says the word Kesef here, by Kedushin. And our Mishnah says, Beisilu says, Bipruta v'shava pruta, that you can marry your wife with a pruta. Siv so, l'chura takasha and ravasi. True, Beisham Maitake says you need a dinner. A dinner is good, a dinner you find in Suri. But the kasha is, Neima ravasi diyamaki Beishamai. Do you want to say that ravasi holds like Beishamai? Ravasi is the one that says, whenever the Torah says kesef, kesef midiraisa always means kesef of Suri. So here, by Kedushin, we're learning that you can marry your wife with Kesef from Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. But it says there, Avram Avinu gave Kesef, he bought his field with Kesef. So it says Kesef by Avram. So it's as if it says the word Kesef by Kedushin. So it comes out the Torah is saying you can marry your wife with Kesef, and still Basilo says how much Kesef? It's enough to give a Pruta. So who you see, even though the Torah says Kesef, Pruta is also called the Kesef of the Torah. So, of course, not like Rabasi, it's a kasha on Rabasi. So, Gemara answers, Ela Yitma, if you want to learn Rabasi's halacha, Hochi Yitma. This is the way it should be learned. Hochi Yitma is the way we learned. And Om Rav Yudom Rabasi, Kol Kesef. Kol Kesef Kotsev. Homa Batero, any Kesef Kotsev. An exact amount of Kesef. The Torah says, Batero Kesef Tsuri. That's all. If the Torah says the exact amount of money, how much you have to pay? Moshe, if you kill, if Yashar kills an Evid, so you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. Or else if you manas somebody, you have to pay 50 Shkolim. Or Moshe Shema, the Torah says 100 Shkolim. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount of money, how much you have to pay, then Rabasi says the svar is, you have to have kesef tsuri, and Michel Devraya midirabon, and we say kesef medina. That's Rabasi's svar. So Rashi says, kesef kotzev and kesef tsuri. The kesef kedushin is ain't a kotzev. Mashenke, when he, to get kedushin, there the Torah doesn't say how much. It says just kiyika cheshisha, and we learn it out that Avraham Avinu paid money, but it doesn't say how much you have to marry. Therefore, v'loy ari be'Ravasi klal. Therefore, Ravasi tak is not saying shan now mishnah. Ravasi is not talking about kedushin, because by kedushin it doesn't apply his svara. His svara was only by kesef kotzuf, like Rashi says. Shinema bo kama, when the Torah says how much to pay, kagoyin chamishim shok nas, or shloshim shalevin. It says how much. Then we say you have to pay shekel kodesh of tzuri. And shall devrayim Rashi kama heve vashmina kama kesef medina. So Mora says the soul maikum ashmalon. What is Rabasi letting us hear? Tanina, we learned already that chamesh sloyim shel ben. That when you have to, you want to make pidyon aben, you have to pay chamesh sloyim, or else shloishim shelevet. Yeah. Yeah. The question was, "My kamashvul and tanini." We learned that chomei sloyim shall ben. If you pay the pidyon ben with five sloyim, or else shloishim shall eved, or else chamishim shall oynis. Or else, shalaynus v'shamafata, where a man is minus the girl, a nara. Or else he talks her into it, he has to pay the father 50 shkolim. Or else, meyes shemaytishema, where you marry your wife, and right away you maytishema that she lived with another man, is kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh. We learned already that any, all these halachas, these are the cases where the Torah says exactly how much money to pay. And we learned already a mishnah that says, you have to pay these things b'shekel ha-kodesh, b'monatsuri. So it says already that these cases are the shekel, how much it's worth in a month of Tzuri. So what's Ravasi's chiddush? If you tell him that Ravasi is not saying any money, he's only saying when the Torah says the exact amount of money, that much money has to be according to the kesef of Tzuri. So if so, you don't need Ravasi for that. That's the Mishnah that says you go after the shekel HaKodesh B'mona Tzuri. So Gemara answer is true. We need Ravasi for a second part that he says, V'shel Divrayim. Whenever you have a chiyuv midrabbanan to pay back, then kesef medina. Midrabbanan is not the kesef of tsuri, but rather 1/8 of that. That's kesef medina, which is only 1/8 of the kesef of tsuri. Now the Gemara says, the kesef medina itzvichle, that was its chiddush. The leitna, that we did not learn in the Mishnah. The Tanya, because we learned like this, ha-takeya lechaveroi, if somebody like hits his friend, Rashi says, bi-ozno, he hit his friend in his ear, it's a question, means you blow into his ear, or else you hit him near his ear. And you made him like deaf. So, noisin loy sella, you have to pay him a sella. For loy tame, don't say, my sella arbo zuzi, el my sella palgud zuzi. The sella there is not a sella tsuri, which would be worth arbo zuzi, but rather only 1/8 of that, which would be only a palgud half of a zuz. The av the inish the koral the palga the zuzi estira. People call the pahef of the zuz, they call it estira. So Rashi says, "Kach shira de mei boishtei liyadim beni." So excuse me, could be there you didn't make him deaf. Just time you gave him bushi, you embarrassed him over there. That liyadim beni vashmini rabasi letei mahai sela dalat zuzi sela tsuri hela palga the zuzi shmini sheba sela tsuri. Because that's not a din d'iraisa over there. That's the Rabbanan said how much money you have to pay. So when the Rabbanan say you have to pay money, that's only 1/8 kesef medina, which is 1/8 of kesef tsuri. So if it says, I don't think it means ar bezuzi, but rather it means only a half of a zuz. So kopa, this we don't have a good svara in Beishamai. This last svara we fell away, this would not be a svara of Beishamai. Now the Gemara says now that Reb Shimon ben Lakish Oimer Tamayu de Veshamai. You know what the reason why Veshamai in our Mishnah says that when you want to marry your wife with money, it has to be worth at least a dinner? Kid Chizkiya. He always like Chizkiya Svara. The Yom HaChizkiya Chizkiya says, Oh, Makro, the Pasuk says, Fehefta, that she could, the Nevet could buy yourself free, buy yourself back. Malamah comes to teach us, Shemigaras me Pidyoin of Yaitza. that if she pays her money, how much she's still worth to work, she could get herself free. This is by Neved Ivri, that he could buy himself back, in other words, if he sold himself in the mouth for 6 years. So let's say he paid $600. So every year it's worth $100. So if he, after working 2 years, he has his own $400 that he wants to buy himself back, he could buy himself back by paying the money that was paid for. So the pasuk says, v'hefto, malamish shemegaras mipidjoin v'yoytzet. If he pays off the rest of the money, he'd go out free. So yarmit bishleimo, diyoyiv lo dinner, that at the beginning what? You bought him for at least a dinner. Hainu de megaro v'oz lat pruta. That's how we could say that later you work yourself, and even though it's only worth left a pruta, you could buy yourself back with a pruta. Of course, you're buying yourself back, the pigeon also has to be worth the shava, has to have a shame money to it. So if you start out with a dinner, later you could say you come down to a pruta. But early on, if you want to tell me, the yayiv la pruta, that no, at the beginning you could even buy an eved ivri with a pruta. If you're telling me now, kesev is called pruta, is also called kesev, so if so, mi pruta, mi megara. So how could you say after the eved works a while, then like is he, how much money he's worth now is less? Because we said if he sold himself for $600, so every year you're worth $100. So here, if you first bought yourself a pruta and you worked 2 years, so you want to say now like each year is worth a sixth of a pruta. So you only have 4 more years to go. So if you have like a fourth of a pruta, you could buy yourself free. How could that be? Less than a pruta has no value. You can't buy yourself back with less than a pruta. It's not called kesef. Like buying yourself back is called with a proin, with a payment. A payment of less than a pruta is not called a payment. So therefore, if you tell me you start out with a dinner, it's good that you could go less until a pruta. But if you could first start out with a pruta, you can't go less. So Mar says, V'dilma may be yochid kam rachman. This is what the Torah means. True. When you first bought your eved ivri for more money worth of a dinner, then after the years that he worked and it comes less, he could pay himself back up until the pruta. But maybe first, if he only paid the pruta for his eved kanani, maybe the tigra klal. Maybe now there's no such case that he could pay himself later free. He can't buy himself back. Because true, less than a pruta is not called a payment. So maybe in such a case, true, there's no din of a geroyan to buy yourself back. So